Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonant 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives repeatedly. Let's think about this. In that old rugged cross stained with blood so divine, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross, Colossians 1:20. His blood, he shed it to cover us and our sins. Only his blood could do it, and he loved us enough to offer it to make peace between the Father and us. Amazing! Think about that sacrifice and what you need covered today. Then receive it and give him praise. A wondrous beauty I see. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Others see bitter wounds, but we see a wondrous beauty. The cross invites us to die to sin and live to righteousness, following the example of Jesus who died for sin after living the only righteous life. Is that what you see when you look at the cross? Ask for eyes to see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. 1 Peter 3:18. Jesus suffered and died. Close your eyes and imagine his body hanging on that cursed tree, hanging there for you and me, put to death in the flesh so that we could be made alive in the Spirit. As you come to God today, what needs to die that you may truly live? To pardon and sanctify me. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. Forgiven and set apart by his finished work on the cross, and all according to the riches of his grace. When you think of what you need to die to today, and what you have needed to die to before, I pray you are amazed at his great love for you. Thank him for it once more, right now. Take a few moments to talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or listen to what he's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more with the refrain. In that old rugged cross stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.